Nobody has a taste.
I want to
help. Well, if you have to repeat it, I think not for us. I never had an answer to what to say. It's happened.
Yossi Cohen. Arian. Yom Kippur. Toshin and Tess.
That's bullshit. We all look forward to Beis Hashem having a better year next year. Then, if we ask ourselves, the year that we had in Toshin and Tess was judged according to our behavior, our virus, and our mitzvahs in Toshin and Zayin. So therefore we have to ask ourselves, were we markedly better in Tavshin Ayin Ches than we were in Tavshin Ayin Zayin? So that we can expect that in Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Ayin Tes, for the year Tavshin Ayin Ches, we got a better year? Can we be sure in any way? Yes, for sure. My improvement is definite, clear, absolute. And therefore, Mistama Mitzvah, I'm going to have a good year. Can we say that? Pashut is not. So therefore, if we put those two questions one next to another, things look pretty serious and bleak. Because how on earth can we expect that Tavshin Ayin Ches should be any better if we weren't any better in Tavshin Ayin Ches than we were in Tavshin Ayin Zayin? So what's the Eitz Rabbi Yisai? What's the Eitz at this 11th hour, how we can do something that Ezer Hashem Tavshin Ayin Ches should taka be a shnas brocha matzloch? And the answer, of course, is just three words. Three very important words. Tshuva, utfila, utzdoka, ma'avirin esroya hagzera. And I want to talk a bit about those three words. First of all, tshuva works al pi din. That means as follows. As a merit dikazach, a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shleina. He said, yes, Rosh Hashanah was Yom HaDin. And according to your matzav, of your, all your actions, averis and mitzvahs and tovshi and ayin ches, not that good. And therefore the din was paskened, whatever was paskened. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us extra time on aseres yimei tshuva till the end of Ne'ilan Yom Kippur. The person can do tshuva. Tshuva is oike lemafreya, uproots retroactively anything, any avir that was done. And therefore, even if the din at the time was according to your present matzav, was not so good, now in aseres yimei tshuva, you can change the whole matzav, change the whole picture so that the din gets rewritten on Yom Kippur, as if you got a new picture, a new din, a new cheshbon, a new cheshbon. And that's why Rabbi Yisrael, we say, right through aseres yimei tshuva, Kosveinu b'sefer chayim tovim. Kosveinu b'sefer gulut. What says kosveinu? We said the Bereish Hashanah yikosevun. V'yoyim sen kippah yechaseimun. You passed already the ksiva. Nay. There's a gone. You can be mishana the ksiva. There's a new ksiva on Yom Kippur. A new ksiva. If what? If a person does tshuva. In aseres yimei tshuva. And for that reason, there are these special days where it's easy and it's accessible to do tshuva. That'll help to give you a new din. So that's one thing. One eitzah. No. Tshuva, as we know, is not so easy. So then there's another malach. Avachanoisi es asher achoin, verichamti es asher arachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonos. Eis asher arachim. For a person who deserves that rachmonos. Kenat chanina, vachanoisi, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors, yeah? The President of the United States can sometimes decide to cancel someone's punishment, chanina. That goes with tefillah and tzedakah. Even if apidin, you haven't done tshuva to change your cheshbon, but tefillah and tzedakah. So there's three things. There's tshuva, or tefillah, or tzedakah. So let's talk about these three things. What can we do? Now, with the time available to us to ensure that Be'ezer Hashem, we can do it. We can ensure that we should have Be'ezer Hashem, Mashnas, Gula Yeshua, Mashnas, Brocha, Vatzedakah, Lanu, Lachol, Yisrael. Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu Elai, return to me. What does that mean, Shuvu Elai, return? Return means, of course, there's a whole Sefer Shari Tshuva with 24 Kriyat Tshuva, Yisodis Tshuva. But basically it means, Tshuva, we have to change. We have to be able to make some small change. Take a step in the right direction, a proper step. Shlomo Shushan described this vividly, how this hit home, the story that happened to him. He was walking on the big main road in Nebrak, Rehov Shabotinsky, big main road, which is a through road. He was holding this child's hand, walking along very softly and nicely and calmly and serenely, and his phone rang. What does the person do when his phone rings? Automatic reaction. He put his hand into his pocket and took out his phone. And that second, his little toddler, daddy wasn't holding his hand. So, he saw cars and lorries. So he walked off in the direction of the road. And they were perilously close to the road. And this is a big main road where you've got lorries thundering along 60 miles an hour. And that second, his son was heading towards the road. They were on the pavement. How long much is there between the road and the pavement? And little child wants to see the big cars and the big come nearer. no seichel. And he got the shock of his life. Here's his child, mamish, a second away. So he called him, Boishi. Child didn't hear. And he gave a scream, Boishi, Boina. He shouted at him, come here. That he said that he saw all the lorries with their windows closed, with the music blaring, heard that shout. And that second, Moshe turned around and he gave him such a look. And the child, even that child of that age, understood that, aha, I'm not supposed to be doing this. And he turned round and took a step back to his father. And he said, that second, a wave of relief that swept over him. Can you imagine? The child was a second away from Chas V'Sholem. And he took in, that something clicked in his mind and he turned around and took a step back. Baruch Hashem. He's heading now in the right direction. It was that roar which helped. He said, that's what we have to do. In the Chagatracht, we say, the Pasuk says, Ariyeh Sho'ag Milo Yira. So Chazal, the unfortunate say, Ariyeh is Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and Nishana Rabba, Ariyeh, those four things. Sho'ag, the Gate Aroyes, HaGishray, HaShaoga, a scream of what Yom HaYomayadin are, what they're supposed to be for us, what they can be. Milo Yira, who's not scared? So if we hear that cry, that roar, then, like Moshe, we just have to turn around, take a step in the right direction. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Shuvu Elai, turn back to me. Avinu Shem HaShemayim knows that we're going down the wrong direction. It's a dangerous route. If we're going away from Him, it's Masukhan. It's worse than a busy, dangerous road. So He gives a shout, and we have to just turn around and hear that shout, and turn back. Ah. Then Avinu Shem HaShemayim, Keilu Kev Yochel, He accepts us, and it's like a relief in Shemayim, that we turn back in the right direction. So for that, what do we have to do? A Kabbalah. A small Kabbalah. Serious, small. That's a step. If there's no Shinui, if you go out of Ne'ilah the same way as you came into Elul, the same person, very nice, with the tefillahs and the slichas and the davening and the singing of a, you're exactly the same person. There's no Shinui. That can't be called that you've taken a step backwards. The step has to be a proper step back, like little Moshe, in the right direction. I've gone back towards my father. How? I've done a maisa. K'chui mochem dvorim suvu el Hashem. Shach Zuchin Baruch used to say, you've got to take something home with you. Take it. K'chui mochem dvorim. Na mefes medir. You know, you can't go, what have you taken? If you've got something in hand, then you've got something in hand, then you can say, I'm walking away with something after Yom Kippur. You've got to take something. And he used to say, afilu Kabbalah, he used to say all times, the Kabbalah which he used to suggest was to say, it's well known, say Birchas HaMozen from a Siddur. Say Birchas HaMozen from a Siddur. And you say it from a Siddur. That, he says, is called K'chui Mochim Dvorim Shuvu Al Hashem. K'chu, take something with you. Rabbi Michel Yehuda Zechayin Levracha, when he was asked about the Kabbalah, he used to say something easier. He used to say that, you know, what happens when we say Hashayotza. So Hashayotza is a convenient bracha, because you've just come out of the bathroom and you're obviously on your way to going somewhere. So what better thing to do than whilst you're walking, say Ashiyotza, because you're heading somewhere, you're going somewhere, you're doing something, you go. So he used to say, Oba, Ashiyotza is nisht tfilas aderech. It's not tfilas that you say whilst you're walking. It's a something, so you're covering yourself, stand still. For all of 25 seconds, stand still. What a Kabbalah. Even once a day. And think what you're saying. It's not possible. First of all, you're not allowed to do something when you're doing a bracha. You're not allowed to. B'chlal. Oh, but b'chlal, what sort of haidah is it? If you're walking, you know, you're thinking something. I'm away somewhere. I'm doing something. I've got the work. I've got the phone now. I'm going to do now. Stop. Say Ashiyotzah. Come on. Every single word is a diamond, a gem. Say every word slowly and clearly. Give thanks to the Rabbeinu Shlomo for that you can, Baruch Hashem, live a normal, healthy life. Even once a day, just as a Kabbalah, you've done something. It's clear. It's solid. This is the way it has to be. And as they say, a famous Melitza from the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Omar im ha-sefer yoshuv machshav te'ara. Yeah, we're probably know the word. Omar im ha-sefer. If you say it with the sefer, then yoshuv machshav te'ara. Then any machshava flies away. Because he's saying it with the sefer. With the sefer. I'll tell you a Moedik HaMaisa about the Koch of a Kabbalah. But it shows what Kabbalah has to be. Kabbalah has to be something where there's a certain Hakrova involved. There's a certain Mesiras Nefesh. There was a Yid called Rav Zaid. I assume he was a Svadish Yid. And he was a good speaker. And he was asked once to come to spend the Shabbos in the Old City and address a group of girls. Have you heard the story? grab a group of girls who, older girls, more traditional, not Heimish homes, but they were all elder singles, and they all needed the shidduch, and the youngest was 30 years old. So, okay, very nice, to come, it's been Shabbos with them, give them chizuk, you know, give them chizuk, fine. So before he went to his Rebbe, Rav Dovid Abachtzera Shlita, the great Mekubla from Nahariya, and he said to him, how can I give them chizuk, watch that, tell them. So Rav Dovid said one word to them. He said, tell them they have to have kosher phones. Must give up their unkosher phones. So he wanted to say to Rav Dovid, yeah, but you know, these people, they come from a different crowd, a completely different atmosphere. You know, what do you expect? This is their life, everything. Their smartphones is their culture and entertainment and their fun and their friends and everything. You're asking a bit much. But the person behind him in the line already pushed him on and he was left talking to the wall. So he didn't have time to ask the question. So he went there for Shabbos. Very nice. And he spoke about Shabbos and he spoke about Kashrus and he spoke about Yerushalayim and he spoke about Emunah and Bitochen. He just couldn't bring himself to speak about phones. He saw who he's dealing with here. You know, what does he expect? Yeah. I've got to speak about this. So after Abdullah, he said, right, in an hour's time, we're meeting here again, and I've got a surprise for you. And he muttered under his breath, not such a nice surprise, but it's a surprise for everybody here coming back in an hour's time. Okay, so they all gathered back. We sat around the table, and this is like the Divrei Preda, they're leaving now, and he said to them, Havos by the Rav, Rav David Nachmaser Shlita. And he said, I'll give you all a brocha for a shidduch if you give me your smartphones. There was absolute silence in the room. 5 minutes. All you could hear was the buzzing of the electric lights. Give up smartphones. It's all, you know, that's it. It's my life. That's me. Then one girl stood up and she gave her the phone. So he wrote down her name, waited. Three girls stood up. And he gave him the phone. Put it aside, wrote down the names. There were 36 girls. Within half an hour, he had 35 phones and a list of all the names. No? So, okay, he got up, wished them a good vach, and walked towards his car and got into his car. He's about to drive off, when the last girl comes running from behind. Harav, Harav, wait, 1 minute. Here, take my phone. It's so hard to part with it. Take my phone. Write my name down. He took the phone, went down, and he went straight to Nahariya to Rav Dovid. He walked in with this bag of smartphones, put it on the table, and gave him the list of names. He said, Kvoda Rav, here you have 36, these tray for phones. 36, the Rav said, kosher phones, this is a tray for phones. Took from there. They gave me willingly. Rav Dovid Nachmaser said, now, it's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. By Tesvav Ba'av, they'll all have found their shidduch, they'll all be engaged. So he said, Kvod Harav, we're talking here about girls, so the youngest is 30, they've been looking for shidduch for years, and you know, she said, what do you mean? He said, you know what it means, you know what hakrova it is, you know what a sacrifice it is for these people to give up their smartphones? It's their whole life, and they've given it up, and they understand, you've got to give something to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, no question about it. The person who gives a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for him, and that's what they're davening for, they'll find their shidduch. By Rosh Chodesh Av, half of them were engaged. The last one got engaged on Tes Vav Ba'av. The last one got engaged on Tes Vav Ba'av. Isn't that amazing, Rabbi Yisrael? Bracha Matzadik, over the koyach, to be able to see that when a person gives a hakrovah, when he gives something up from himself, something which is difficult, of course it's difficult. It doesn't mean taking something easy. That's not giving something to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's got to be leman cholekim chaim. Something where you give something of yourself, your makriv, a korban, a hakrovah. Oh. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you do that for me? Vada, no shaila. Your tefillahs will be accepted. That's what it means, a Kabbalah. That's a Kabbalah. So that's tshuva. Point one. Tshuva means taking a step to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? By making a meaningful, positive, concrete step. In a small way. I've given something to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a different person. Why? Because when Rosh Chodesh Elul came in, I wasn't saying Ashiyotza once a day standing. Now I am. Sure. I've done something, I'm different. Everybody can think themselves. This is just an example, an idea. Tfilo. Next. Tfilo. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Kru Machim Devorim Veshuvo El Hashem. Kru Machim Devorim. So the Medrash, Vein Devorim Elo Divrei Torah. Devorim means Divrei Torah. The person has covered himself Torah, learns Torah Gevalt. So Chazal has the Medrash. Amr Yisrael, hey, none of you choylim. Well, we can't, we haven't got time, we don't know how, we weren't taught, all the excuses, we can't. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Azoi, Oz, Bechuv Ispalalu Lefonai Vani Mekabel. So cry and daven, and that will be Mamaka. In other words, if you can't manage that, then Tfilah is also acceptable. Bechuv Ispalalu Lefonai Vani Mekabel, and I'm Mekabel. And that's what the Medrash says, Kuy Machem Devarim is literally words, is either Divrei Torah or Divrei Tfilah. That's what helps in order to be able to receive this rachmeim and this chanina, rachamti shesha rachim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asof and the Belzer Rav Zechayin Levracha, and Friedrika, we know that Tshuva Tfilah Tzedakah is Tzoyim Koel Momoin, Tzoyim Koel Momoin. And we know that the gematria of all of them is 136. So he said, a person, Amal, can have a taina, he can't fast. Remember, a person who's ill, Rachmana Nitzan, he can't fast, can't. Ha'ayin Shachmana Patra. Momoin, Havada, some people can't afford it. Momoin, I can't give any big amounts. Momoin. But when it comes to the koil, there's no excuse. Daven? Everyone can daven. What says? You can't daven the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That has to be done by everyone. And therefore, he said like this. The pasuk says, Hashmi'ini es koilech, ki koilech orev. What does it mean? Let me hear your voice. Your voice is sweet. So you touched orev. Not a lot of sweet. Orev is not a lot of guarantee. A orev, yeah? A guarantor. Hashmi'ini es koilech, the koil. Why? Because you lend money to someone. So you go to the loiver, pay up. Kenished. So what do you do? There's an orev, there's a guarantor, he has to pay. The guarantor has to fill in what the loiver can't. So koilech orev, the tefillah, is a guarantor. At least that has to be paid up. If you can't pay up with the tzoyim and the momoin, because of whatever reason, at least that you have to do. The koil is an orev. And it's gevaldik to see that orev is double the loshen koil. Koil is 136, orev is 272. So that b'shas hadchak, if a person hasn't got the koil for the tzoyim and for the momoin, so that doubles over as the other two. That is worth the other two. The tefillah, the koil of tefillah, is something which every person can access, and that's so important to know, especially now in these days when there's a special kurva and ability and accessibility of tefillah. That's when these days have to be used properly to the full extent. Like Rabbeinu Yehuda writes, "Eis rotzoi, v'atfilah nishmas. Tefillah is nishmas in these days. Hanukkah begot. Just till tomorrow night, the person can use this gevaldige koich of tefillah that we had, which is something so special. To appreciate what it means, the koich of tefillah." So I saw, I've seen the past years, maybe some of you have seen it, but it's a Muridiki description, how it describes the chiluk tefillah. There was a yid, this was told over one of the Gedolei Yisrael, and he needs to have urgently a meeting with the president of his country. I don't know which country it was. To meet with the president of his country in order to ask him for a certain thing, the Tevas Klal Yisrael, whatever it was. And he was chosen to be the one. So first of all, hey, don't tell me you can't pick up the phone and say, hello, president, can have a chat. He had to use all his ksharim, all his connections, all his protections to be able to arrange the meeting. Right. He pulled all the strings at the right places, and he managed to arrange the meeting. What was the meeting? The meeting was that they said, right, we'll tell you exactly when it'll be. And already a month before, they started the people round the president, whatever they're called, the security services, they started checking him out. He wanted to know all about his past, exactly what his past was. Was there any list of any crime or anything? Was he problematic? Any crosses against his name? That's the whole check. They checked out his whole personality and his past and then his family and everything. Then, after that, he was told, right, he has a 6-minute slot. Where he can do what he wants in those 6 minutes, he can put his request forward to the president. Yeah? 6 minutes. Mamela. When you've got 6 minutes, he had to sit with lawyers, to know exactly which words he's allowed to use, which he's not allowed to use, and how to present it. You can't say a long drosha, and yet you can't stop talk forcibly, give me this, give me that. You've got to talk a word in the right way, the whole thing had to place, the whole script had to be written, how it was exactly, kadosh v'kadin. And it told him exactly how he has to come dressed. He has to come dressed in a certain way, because as befitting for the Nasi, yeah. Then when he arrived there, the whole car was checked. He was checked, body checked, went through a scanner, everything, till finally he was allowed in to the president and stood there b'chvoidoi v'atzmoi to put over his 6-minute request, which was absolutely refused. Didn't get anywhere, b'chal. So he said, this, he thought to himself, this Rashiva, he thought to himself, was mituns, yeah? The chesed abor of the kerech ha-tfila. The kerech ha-tfila. Because when a person does not check our past, and on the contrary, if a person's done averis and he's done tshuva, then if akeret, b'vochem, shabal tshuva, and the stupor mechim namoit, he's even better, and even greater, and even stronger, as long as he's done tshuva. And after that, after tshuva, he's ohob l'fnei ha-mokoyim, he's choshuv l'fnei ha-mokoyim. He himself doesn't get checked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomea Tefillas Kol Peh, not how you say it and what you say it and how you're dressed. On the contrary, Tefillah La'Oni Chiyata B'Vnei Hashem Vishpech Sichoi, noch better to come to game with an Oni. If he feels like an Oni and dressed like an Oni and looks like an Oni, he's noch better. And it doesn't matter who he is, his Tefillah is Mekabel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say you've got 6 minutes. The longer the better. Kol Ha'Marach B'Tefillos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more Mesmalei Ol V'Rachmim, everything. And the Ikka is that after all that, it doesn't help. Every single tefillah helps, even if we don't see it. No question about it. It goes into the tefillah bank. It says, look how much we have to appreciate. If we go from the Apostle Adam Azoy, how much more so we have the kerch, the schus of tefillah, which we can use, and we have to use, then it's like gewaltig. Especially in these days, you have to make the maximum use of it. Agav, Shem Yishmol says, that tefillah is an erev Yom HaKippurim, a tefillah should come a second tefillah for the whole year. Do you bring that? I don't know what the Mekor is. Erev Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur. Yeah, Erev Yom Kippur. The tefillah is Erev Yom Kippur. I've got the koch to be male and mesaken the tefillah of the whole year. Well, the gechidus. So that's what's special about tefillah, and that will get us the verichamti es asher arachem. We'll be zeicha to rachem, even if apidin, we're not zeicha. Utzdaka, tshuva, tefillah, utzdaka, utzdaka. The first one we say in davening, we say in slicha every day, lecho Hashem atzdaka. V'lonu boishes aponim. What you do is righteous, and we have a busha. We have only an embarrassment. So I saw pshat. L'cho Hashem atzdaka v'lonu boishes aponim means talking about tzdaka. Now, Kesbochu, l'cho Hashem, we give you tzdaka. How much do we give? We give what we give. And then if we reflect on how, on our own lifestyles, and what we spend for ourselves, and compare the two, the cars, the vacations, etc., 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 and what we do and what we spend, it lo nubashis upon him. Then we're embarrassed and ashamed about how much we do for ourselves and how much we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we give tzedakah, very pat ourselves on the back, we're very happy with what we gave. Does that match according to what we've given for ourselves? Lo nubashis upon him. It's not the same. The Rambam's lashon is, Nogu kol Yisrael b'yomim elu, laharbois mitzdaka, v'chesed uv'masim toivim. That tzedakah doesn't only mean charity in the financial sense. Chesed and masim toivim as well. Any act of chesed, kindness to a person, masim toivim, gemilas chesed, is all called under the banner, it's all in the realm of tzedakah, which is a great schus in these days. Rav Shach Sechein in the Bracha told of a maisa, moiridik a maisa. There was a youth called Reb Herschel Kamenitzer, and he was Alter Bocher. You knew him after the war. He was Alter Bocher before the war. And one year in Kippur, he was in Radin, by the Chofetz Chaim. Alter Bocher, wuzel again, where is he supposed to go? Finished Maariv. He's got a family to go to. Bocherim go to the dorm. He was a Venus Via visitor. So he stayed in the Beis Medrash, sat alone in the Beis Medrash. Chofetz Chaim came over to him. Chofetz Chaim sat next to him and started talking to him, schmoozing to him about his own past, telling him about his youth and how he was brought up by his stepfather, and how his shidduch, and the whole story about his wife, everything, told over the him. Chofetz Chaim sat there the whole night, keeping him company, talking to him about mundane things, on the Heilig Nacht van de Yom, in order to give another Yid Chizuk. Chofetz Chaim realized he's alone, he's depressed, he's sad. In order to give that Yid Chizuk, that's what he's happening. Chofetz Chaim could have done wonderful things during the night of Yom Kippur. We understand that. That's the greatest stock and chesed one can do. Just to sit there and shmooze, mishka tahilim, mishka lena, posha, to sit and make another Yid comfortable, happy. That's what that's the stock of a chesed, the maisim which we chaparim after chaparim. Once the seres mechuvah is going on. There's a choshev Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael who told over that he was a bacha. He learned it in Ur Chanan. And the Rosh Yeshiva, Moshe Malchachonah, Shechonah Nebracha, was nifted a few years ago. So he came there as a radio elder bacha, and he felt a bit out of it. And during Kondidri, during Mariv, he happened to be outside, and Rosh Yeshiva came out. And they met him outside. Right, so next to where they're washing hands or something. And he said to him, "Ah, you've come here for Yom Kippur? Oh, it's a Zayna under Yom Kippur. It's going to be a different Yom Kippur. If you're here, it's going to be a different Yom Kippur." That gave him such a boost. He said, from then, Mamish, after Yom Kippur, he felt a different person. He sat down, learned properly, he was more positive about life, and he had a whole lift because of those few words, which went just at the right time, went deep in, and gave him a word of chizuk. Yeah, Shiva comes out, busy with Yom Kippur, with the davening, with the tshuva, and the zachen, found the right words to say to someone, give him a boost. So important. That's the stock and the chesed you can do. You can achieve much more with that than you can, even with financial stocker sometimes. The right word in the right time, the right place. That's the stocker that we're talking about as well. Besides, of course, for the actual stocker, which one gives financial help, it gives people. But that's also gewaldig. So tshuva, utfila, utstocker, ma'avirin esroya gzeira. The tshuva, as we said, is a Kabbalah in the right direction. Something kruy machon dvarim take with you. The kerch of tefillah and the kerch of tzedakah. That's what we need to do. Ber Yosef, in a beautiful piece, says what we can learn from the Yom Kippur Avodah. What is Yom Kippur? We say it. We know what we're meant to learn. We have to picture it. We have to live it. So the ma'aseh of the Shnei Asirim, the Shnei Asirim, two goats, Gerah lechal Hashem, Gerah lechal Azazel. So the Mishnah tells us that these two Seirim, they were Shneim Shovim Bamara, Bakoma over Domim. They were equal, they had to cost the same, they had to look the same and the same height. They were identical, they were twins. Shovim Bamara, Bakoma over Domim. And they were standing there in the Azora together. One of them was going to be Lashem, and one of them was going to be Lazozel. Which one? Depends on the Goyrol. We don't know which one. They're exactly the same. From the moment that Goyrol took place, the change that they underwent, the trajectory of their lives from that point was Mizrach and Marv. The Sorel Lashem was taken, was geshochten as a korban in Azara, and it was given the highest treatment of Kedusha more than any other korban in the year. The dam was taken, lefnai velefnim, mamish, inside was sprinkled on the paroiches, outside sprinkled in the kapoiris, me'ala kapoiris, lefnei kapoiris, on the Mizbeach Azov, on the kronos, on top of the Mizbeach Azov. Gvaldig of it. Kedusha that was done with this Sorel Lashem. We know didn't even have a shechita, the poor thing. The thing was taken and just hurled down the mountainside and ripped to pieces, and that was given lasirim to the place there where the shadim are, and that was mechapeh meklal Yisrael. So you've got these two goats, shovim b'mara, b'koma b'domim, and there's a goyrel. And what happened to them? Psh, mamish, the ways part. Something so extreme, the difference, utter kedusha, and mamish does get to the sotan. Mamish, the opposite extreme, right down there. This is right up there, and this is right down there. Two seirim. So that's the same thing. You've got two yidin davening in shul, standing next to each other, both standing there, saying the same words, same tefillas, with the talis covering their heads, wearing the same kittel. And yet, the difference between the two is mamish vast. Because one of them is doing tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, and with that he's zoicha et mavrin is roya gzeira, and with that he's zoicha that is maveros, he gets a kapara on maveros. Unish nadosi, if he does it taka me'ava is doing nois nasu like a zochiyos, it goes out with a ganze peckle for mitzvahs for Yom Kippur, and the other one doesn't take that step. Yes, he might be saying tefillas, but he doesn't have the feelings in the Sa'at of Charotah, and he doesn't take that crucial step of making one shinui, a proper Kabbalah, and saying Shuvu Olai, turning back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his tefillah is not tefillah mamish mitoich halev, and he's lacking in stocker, whatever it may be. He didn't take the opportunity. So what happens to him? So he blabbed to the Zalba. So he goes out with his Averis. And he goes out with his Averis. Rachman and son, who knows what's going to happen to him, what sort of year he'll have. Because he hasn't got this chusim that he's supposed to have accrued during this time. So therefore, not only that, but Avera Gereres Avera goes with one Avera, who's a downhill slope. Simon and Ruchin is Simon and Gashmias. And these two people were standing right next to each other. And they were shopping Bamara of a Kome of a Domi, and they're exactly the same. They came into Rim Kippur the same amount of mitzvahs and Averis. Let's be clear about that. They both did Averis during the year. And they both had mitzvahs. Maybe that one had even more mitzvahs. They were shovim, and in that way they were absolutely equal. And the amount of stocker they gave, Bedomim, and Bemara, the way they looked, and everything, Bekoima, and their schusim, they all added up the same. And yet, one of them, because of his avodim kippur, of a tshuva, tfilo, stocker, mavirin is ra'ag zera, and he ended up mamish gewaltig, in the right place, in the holiest place possible. And the other one, Rachmanan son, because he didn't do this bit of using the opportunity, lost the golden opportunity, and with that, he himself, Chas v'Shalom, was lost. Because if so, Averis are more than his mitzvahs, he didn't do tshuva, and that itself not doing tshuva is an Avera, that's what happened to him. And who knows about this? Who knows the difference between these two people? Who knows the difference between the two Seirim? No one. Only the Rabbeinu Shalaylo. It's a Goyrol. Before the Goyrol, does anybody know which one of these two is going to be Lashem? He looks quite nice. He's got a nice beard, this one. Maybe we'll take him Lashem. No one knows the difference between the two. No, the Rabbeinu Shalaylo knows which one is going to be Lashem, which one is going to be Nazazet. As Al-Bazach. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo V'atzmo knows which of these two people, his tefillah, they go out to Yom Kippur, they get exactly the same. They both feel good about themselves. Baruch Hashem, pat themselves on the back. Adorach Yom Kippur, we fasted, yeah. And they go in for the coffee and cake. But which one, Lemaisa, is Lashem, and which one not? Only Rabbeinu Shalom knows. And that's the limos of the Soil Lashem and Soil Azazel. That's up to us to make sure that we are the ones who can be, make sure they do the right thing. All you have to do, that one under his talis made that Kabbalah. And with that, he's done tshuva. He heard that call, that Sha'oga, Moshi, turn round. And he took a step towards the Kwenisha with a proper Kabbalah. Showing, what a good tshuva, Moiradik. The other one didn't. He was wishy-washy about it. Yeah, al-chait, I'll do tshuva. What? I'm not sure yet. I'll see about it. And nothing. Nothing came out. Nothing concrete. You sailed out of Yom Kippur the same way he came in. That's no good. And the same thing we find with tefillah as well. Moiradik, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, daf Yudalef. Rosh Hashanah, daf Yudches Amadalef. Says, Moiradik and Gemara, we have to think about before Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Horemei Oime. Shnayim Sha'olu Lamita. Two people were confined to bed with an illness. V'chulion Shove. And the illness of Chaman and the son was the same. Two people who are convicted of a certain crime. Two people of the same crime. And they were both brought to din. That's what Rosh Hashanah Kippur is. Say Chazal, ze yorat, ze lo yorat. This one got better, this one not. Ze nitzul, he was saved from din. And he wasn't. He was let off innocent. And he was not found guilty. Why, asked Chazal, was he became better and him not? Ze nitzul v'ze lo nitzul. Answer Chazal, ze hispalil v'nena, he davened and was answered. V'ze hispalil v'lo nena, he davened and wasn't answered. Why was he answered and he did not? What do you mean? They're the same. They're the same avera, the same illness, whatever it is, the same din, and they both davened. Why was he answered and him not? Say Chazal, ze hispalel tefillah shleima menena. He davened a complete tefillah, therefore he was answered. Ze lo hispalel tefillah shleima lo menena. His tefillah was not complete. What does it mean tefillah shleima? What does it mean tefillah shleima? Says Rashi, one word. One word. Nischavein. He had kavanah. He had proper kavanah in his tefillah. He didn't just say the words. He knew what he was saying. He knew Pirush HaMilos. And he was mechaven that tefillah should be a correct tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch. He spoke from a broken heart. Leiv nishma benitka lekim lo yisivis HaKadosh Baruch will never despise that. That for that reason, that was the whole difference. The whole difference. So you see, again, you've got two people standing in shul, both standing next to each other, both davening. This is what the Gemara is saying. Both bow down at the right time, and both go on the floor at the right time, and both do everything right. They say it. But that one difference, that one word, nischaven, makes the whole difference. Makes the whole difference. He was saved and he wasn't saved. Because he used the opportunity of the moment of tefillah, which is so precious on Yom Kippur, he used it in the right way. He was mispalel, and with that he was nene, tefillah shlema. So what makes it shlema? The other one is incomplete. If it's lacking kavana, it's incomplete. When the tefillah is with kavana, then it's complete. So it's the same idea. The difference is yet so small, yet so big. We can't even tell the difference. And yet it was that nekuda, that point, where mamash the tefillah came from the heart, was kavana, that lent it the koach to be a tefillah shlema, and therefore it achieved what it meant to achieve, and Akash Baruch Hu accepted it, tefillah. And the same thing with the tshuva, as we say, Saham, what's in it already? What's in it? There's making a tshuva, making a fixed kabbalah. There's tefillah, one word. Tefillah b'kavana, making tefillah shlema. And there's a tzedakah, which doesn't mean huge amounts of money. It means saying a nice word to the right person at the right time and making feel good, which can be so wonderful. All that is what tshuva tefillah tzedakah means. And that's ma'avrin esrei hagzeira. And that, Rabbi Yisrael, will give us the opportunity now to change the matzav. Whatever might have been the din and fast and Rosh Hashanah, we have biyodeinu, we have the koach for the next 1.5 days till the end of the ilah to change that, to make sure we should be zoche bezer Hashem to wish nas bracha matzlocha. Everybody here and Gans Klal Yisrael and Gans Kehila should be zoche to use the time and be zoche to gemar chasim v'toiva nas bracha matzlocha and geula l'chol Yisrael. Amen. Amen.